Now's your chance to be on Off the Ball.
Not too big, not too small, just the size of Donegal.
Get those WhatsApp voice notes in. 087 9 180 180.
Thanks for all the great sports coverage, boys.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill. Best odds guaranteed on all Irish and UK racing. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.
Welcome to episode 26 of the Racing Pod and Off the Ball with John Duggan and Johnny Ward. Remember, we're here every week with analysis, race previews, tips, stories, interviews in the crack. The first half of the pod each week is free to air. The second part is exclusively for members, so be sure to sign up by going to offtheball.com/join. For members this week, we're going to look ahead to Sunday's action of the Curragh, specifically the 1,000 guineas and the other races on Sunday. But we're going to look ahead to Saturday in this free to air section. Johnny, you're at Downpatrick as we record this on a Friday. East Down, I've never been. What's your taking of St. Patrick?
Yeah, well, St. Patrick obviously is synonymous with this part of the world, JD. What's probably less known is that the Down County Champions, who went on to win the All-Ireland in recent years, that townland is actually named after what was apparently down, I think, St. Patrick's resting place before he was buried. They've, you know, this is a, it's a really beautiful part of the country. Actually, there was a diversion today from Rathfarnham, so I ended up kind of hugging much of the coastline coming up to Downpatrick. Lovely, lovely part of the world, and it's actually a cracking racetrack. I don't know if you've ever been. Really, really lively, great atmosphere, and yeah, we've a nice card to hear this evening as we record this. I'm looking forward to it, and we'll have Billaway running for the last time as well, so looking forward to seeing him try to win the Hunter's Chase for the second year running.
I've never been to Downpatrick. I've never been to Down Royal either. I presume they take Stirling in the betting ring, do they, Johnny, giving us their currency up there?
They take whatever you want, JD, and the problem is getting it back.
Billaway, he was a good horse, won the Fox Hunters at Cheltenham, broke my heart at wing leader that day, and Patrick Mullins gave it a great spin, and a good hunter chaser, Billaway.
Absolutely. Like, Brian O'Connor has an article in the Irish Times today about the retirement of Corrick Rambler. I'd actually encourage racing fans to read it. It's quite interesting because he's basically making the point here that, like, what are we trying to protect here? You're retiring a 10-year-old horse who 2 runs ago was placed in a Gold Cup, and it's almost as if a fear of anything going wrong has taken over. Whereas with Billaway, Patrick Mullins told me earlier that he's retiring. He's had a very good career, but I suppose he was kind of known for his runs later in his life, and as you say, loved around Cheltenham, loves around here as well, and taking on Vosselaide, who was, like, this kind of very much touted son of authorised who they expected to take over the kind of hunter chase division for David Christie. It just hasn't happened. But Billaway is a funny horse as well because he races so much behind the bridle. I remember laying him actually in Cheltenham the year, because it came to pass beat him, the horse of Eugene O'Sullivan's, if I'm getting that name right. And I'd laid Billaway, and like I thought the whole, I think Willie had practically gone through the card that day, and I thought his odds were artificially short, and he never travelled at all. But like, I got some fright because if he's anyway close at all after sort of the second Nass, he stays on really well. So I'm looking forward to seeing him in action today, and he's bowing out on a high, hopefully.
Callum Shepherd was jocked off the Epsom Derby second favourite Ambient Friendly this week. I thought this was harsh, Johnny. The guy rode a really good race at Lingfield. There's this kind of feeling from the owners, the Gredleys, that experience is required for the ride at Epsom. But how are you going to get experience unless you try? And also, Callum Shepherd's record at Epsom is good. 8 wins and 47 rides, a 17% strike rate. Like, Rab Havlin is not going to do anything but take the rides. So it's not his fault. But just feel like, how are you going to get experience? How are you going to have a moment? Surely there's a bit of loyalties required. I know people are paying the bills, but I just felt it was a bit of a sour story this week. What did you think?
Yeah, I'm not mad at this stuff, to be honest. You know, Callum Shepherd has ridden the horse both starts this year. You know, Illinois, I don't know how good Illinois is, but he beat him so well the last day. He's a horse with plenty of potential. And, you know, it doesn't look a particularly vintage derby, I think, this year, to be fair, to have a Lingfield trial winner by an unfashionable, by a relatively unfashionable stallion, we'll say. 4-1, 9-2 is quite remarkable, but I'm not mad at this stuff, JD. It's like, it's entirely up to the owner. You might remember the Barry Cash, Tony McCoy controversy back in the day. And I guess you could see both sides of the argument in the sense that, you know, Tony McCoy was always going to sue Brave Inc. And a lot of people would have seen where they were coming from and all of that, for all that it was harsh on Barry Cash. But like, this is a very, very good rider in Callum Shepherd's. And, you know, I'm I'm generally not mad on this. I agree with what you're saying. I think you need to gain experience. I'm not sure the Derby is going to be a massive field this year as well. So I mean, and also he's gotten to know the horse very well from his last couple of runs. He can be a bit keen, and I'm generally not mad on owners kind of throwing their weight around like this for all that they pay the bills.
At the Guineas weekend at the Curra, I was going through some of the winners for the past, Johnny, the famous Irish Guineas winners in the 2000, which is the Colts, Grundy, Sadler's Wells, Dubawi, some great winners in the past.
Absolutely, JD. It's a cracking race, the Guineas, you know, and it's this year's renewal, I think, has an awful lot going for it. I'm trying to remember now, just looking back here, what my sort of my earliest memory of race anyway would have been. I remember back in Master Craftsman during the week when he won it, because basically the ground was going to turn up really, really testing on the day. That's going back to 2009. Just trying to see now before that, Rocket Gibraltar run in 2002. I actually think that Dubawi won it. I don't have much recollection of that 2005, but I actually think Master Craftsman 2009, that might have been my first time at the Guineas, if not the year before. I remember Arafa winning it as well, at the expense of George Washington. And I actually spoke to Sean Levy for a podcast I do. He's riding the favourite in the Guineas, and I asked him, this wasn't there, but I asked him what was the best horse to rode in Ballydoyle, and he said, oh, George Washington, even though he said Aidan O'Brien reckoned Rip Van Winkle was actually better. But George Washington had so much charisma, and I remember Rafa turned him over that day. That was very testing ground, but we're not going to get that tomorrow, JD.
No, we're not. Like Grundy in 1975 was out a great nephew, the same sire of Shergar. And he won at the Curra, the 2000, and then he won the Epsom Derby. Then he won the King George, beat Bustino in that classic race in a record time, which stood at Ascot till 2010. Sadler's Wells, we know, was one of the greatest horses that stood ever, 14 times champion sire. He won in 1994, the 2000 Guineas at the Curra. Beat Secreto, who would win the Epsom Derby. And we know that Sadler's Wells produced Isterbrack, who celebrated his 32nd birthday this week, Galileo and Monsieur. And Dubawi sired Notable Speech, Johnny, the winner of this year's Newmarket Guineas.
Notable Speech, who, funnily enough, didn't for me get anywhere near the credit he should have gotten for winning the race, considering the fact that, you know, it was all about City of Troy this, City of Troy that. And I actually felt Notable Speech. He did an unorthodox prep because he had run only on the All, though I thought he was a brilliant winner. And obviously that form's going to be put to the test with the second and third, both trained by Richard Hannon at the Curra. But he looks a really, really good colt.
And then the 1,000 Guineas on Sunday, the former fillies that won at Katie's in 1994. Terry Ramsden was a colourful entrepreneur and gambler. He had his brushes with the law as well. He bought this horse and he had 50 grand by many accounts at 20 to 1. £1 million 40 years ago. That was a lot of bread. And then Ridgewood Pearl won it in 1995. John Ox trained her. She won the Breeders' Cup Mile at Belmont Park later that year. Imagine won it in 2001. She won the Oaks then at Epsom. A lovely racehorse. Loved Imagine out of Sadler's Wells. And Alpha Centauri in 2018. Has Jessica Harrington had a better racehorse, Johnny? Because, you know, we won't can talk about sizing John, but on the flat, Colm O'Donoghue, who rode her, and she won the 1,000 Guineas at the Curra, won a 4 Group 1s, and she was the champion 3-year-old filly Alpha Centauri in 2018.
Yeah, I sound like I'm getting the trumpet out here, but I did actually tip her when she won in the Guineas at the Curra. She was a remarkable horse. She is a remarkable horse because I remember Jessica Harrington saying, I think I saw her winning as a, not as a 2-year-old early in her 3-year-old life, and she was saying like, this horse looks like a chaser more so than a flat horse. Not to mind a filly, she was so big, she was just being one hell of a racehorse, you know. And it's definitely interesting to see how Jesse will get on with her sort of good flat horses as the year develops.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the 2,000 Guineas on Saturday, the Curra. The going is good. Good to firm in places on the round course. Been a bit of rain around, but we're talking about good ground here. The Irish 2,000 Guineas, sponsored by Tattersalls, Group 1, 3:40 is the post time. 1 mile, 3-year-olds, of course, we're talking about here. Only 3-year-olds can compete in the classic races. 8 runners in it. Just to go through them, Atlantic Coast, Bright Stripes, Hat M, who Johnny mentioned was third in the Newmarket Guineas, Mountain Bear, River Tiber, Aidan O'Brien's horse with Ryan Moore on board, Rosalian, who's the favourite for the race, second at Newmarket. Take Me to Church, the Hosier fans would be into that. and then Unquestionable is the other one. So, Johnny, when we go through these, like Rosalian was second at Newmarket. Will come on for that one, would have to think. He's a strong traveller. The only question about him is whether he fully stays a mile. Do you think he stays the mile? Rosalian, he's the highest rated horse in this Irish 2000 Guineas on Saturday.
I don't think it's a problem for him, to be honest. Like, he travelled great at Newmarket. In fact, you could nearly upgrade his performance. You know, he wasn't the best away. And, you know, your eye was practically drawn to him if you weren't looking at City of Troy, I suppose, as a lot of us were. He's by Blue Point. He's a Godolphin sire that's going to be very interesting, I think, going forward, Blue Point. But I didn't think it looked an issue, to be honest, JD. I thought, you know, he stayed the trip well. And that was maybe a slight question mark going into the race. But with the only worry tomorrow would have been if the ground turned up soft. But that's not going to be the case. And I think he's very much justified in our only money favourite.
Hatem won the Craven Stakes in Newmarket, but has got to overturn the former Rosalian from the English Guineas. Is that possible?
It's possible, but like, it's hard enough to, if you look back at the Guineas, it's hard to see how it would happen. If it were over a mile and two, I'd be comprehensively in his camp, but not over the mile. And the Curra, you know, it's a very fair mile. And, you know, Hatem was probably the price he was in the Craven because, you know, he'd run so many times as a two-year-old. He's by Phoenix of Spain, who's at the National Stud. A lot of his horses seem to improve. But I'd have found it hard to see why he'd reverse the form. Like, he travelled all over. If it was soft ground, maybe, but very, very possible that Richard Handel will have a 1-2 in the race, really.
Now, River Tiber is the Aidan O'Brien flying the ointment. Hasn't had a prep run. Won the Coventry Stakes at Ascot last year. Has never raced over a mile, but Ryan Moore picks that over other horses in the race. So, River Tiber, what is the vibe about this horse? Did you get any kind of sense about him when you did your Coolmore tour, your Batty Doyle tour there last week?
Yeah, I think... The question mark with him now really is stamina. Like, he was a 6 furlong, 5 furlong horse as a 2-year-old. He's by Wooden Bassett, who generally gets plenty of kind of stamina in his horses, and it's early enough for him as a sire. But on the dam side, he's very much pace. I just wouldn't be convinced he'll get the trip. And it mustn't have been an easy pick for Ryan Moore, because Unquestionable was actually rated £2 higher. Funny enough, JD, the horse that Unquestionable beat in the Breeders' Cup, Mountain Bear, you know, he was very eye-catching, actually, that day. He really flashed home, and I think he's a horse that could give Declan McDonough a very good spin in a classic as well.
Yeah, Mountain Bear, I put all my horses into different colours and I'm going through them, and Mountain Bear was in the first three in what I picked out for the race. So in that second of the Breeders' Cup, Juvenile Turf on fast ground. I'm just going to go through the odds here. So this is on Saturday at the Curra. Rosalian, clearly the favourite here for this one, for Richard Hannon coming over. Obviously, his father was a great trainer as well, Richard Hannon coming over. So, Rosalian, you can get at, like, what, 11 to 10 on with William Hill. River Tiber, 7 to 2. Hatem is a 6 to 1 shot. Unquestionable, 7 to 1. Mountain Bear, 14 to 1. Atlantic Coast, 33s. Bright Stripes, 40s. And Take Me to Church is a 40 to 1 shot as well. Mountain Bear, 14 to 1 to finish in the first three, Johnny. Not bad. Maybe we might agree on that.
Yeah, I think he's a very interesting horse. Like, if you watch the race in Santa Anita, you remember well, he really did flash home. You know, he was a big price on that occasion because, you know, his form maybe wasn't up there with the best in that race. But, like, he missed the break and he really did stay on. At one point, you're thinking he was going to beat Unquestionable, who must have, you know, a reasonable chance in this race. And I thought that was a very, very eye-catching run. The question mark here is how good is the Newmarket form, obviously, with the favourite flopping. But, you know, we find out that comprehensively. Very, very interesting race. And Aidan O'Brien, star, but if he does have a future stallion from these, it'll probably be River Tiber, who's a very interesting horse going forward. I'm just not sure. I think he might end up in Commonwealth Cup. I'm not sure he's going to get the mile as a 3-year-old or ever, to be honest.
Okay, the Marble Hill Stakes is a Group 3 on Saturday, 155 over 6 furlongs. For 2-year-olds, 7 runners in this one, Arizona Blaze, Camille Pizarro, Local Lad, Midnight Strike, Monotone, The Par, Thanon, and Unexpected Issues. Like, Camille Pizarro won on debut at Navan over 6 furlongs. More to come, I think, from this horse, who is definitely going to be the favourite. A lot of these horses haven't even run over 6. I think Camille Pizarro really stands out here as the winner. Do you agree, Johnny?
Yeah, although it's a very, very competitive race, this, you know, and the performance this horse produced at Nace was it was very, very good. He's by Wootton Bassett, and you know, Coolmore have put a lot of faith in this fella as a sire. He was well touted when he won at Navan. He was he sent off on Dom. He really came up the near side and stayed on strongly. But you look at some of the others, the Parthenon, Kingman out of Wonder of Wonder, serious pedigree, unexpected issues. I was at Navan when she made a winning debut. She was well backed. She's Queen Mary bound, I think. She's quite quick. Not entirely sure she'll be in love with 6 furlongs, but we shall see. And Arizona Blaze as well, you know, second to Whistle Jacket, who looks a bit of a star the last day. Very, very solid. And even Monotone, Jim Bulger's horse, is no back number as well. Midnight Strike as well, very good performance first time out of the Curragh, albeit on different ground. But I get the feeling Camille Passaro might be the star of the lot here. Very interesting field. Very interesting card in general at the Curragh on Saturday.
And another one we're going to have a look at as well is the Greenland Stakes, a group two over 6 furlongs at 2:30, 13 runners in this one. So we have Money for Easy and Unequal Love, two horses. Easy, who won a listed race at Cork over the distance in March after 18 months off. And then Unequal Love, who Ryan Moore rides for William Haggis, won a listed race at Newmarket on the first start of the year, but more progression needed from that one. Art Power is a group one winner. He doesn't appear to have regressed upon his return. He's 7 now. He loves the Curragh. He won this race very impressively last year, Our Power. I'm going to go for one, though, called Should Have Been a Ring. Second in a Group 2 at York recently. Only 4 years of age. Capable of further progress. Coming over from England for this one. This is in the Greenland Stakes at the Curragh on Saturday. It Should Have Been a Ring. And it might drift as well, about 9-2, 5-1 in the market, Johnny. What you like in this?
Yeah, I didn't get the impression Sean Levy put you off that horse. He stays on well for pressure. He's probably will be ridden sort of a bit patiently. That's sort of the way he tends to be ridden. But he's a good horse, in fairness. And the British have just come over here in their numbers, JD. You know, generally the British sprinters are a good bit better than ours. Maybe the odd year, not so definitely the case here. And you look at regional could have run tomorrow, is it at Haydock? He'd certainly an entry tomorrow. Yeah, I think it was at Haydock he could have run tomorrow, but he's come here instead, which is very interesting. It's a decent pot, but it's competitive. I'm going to take a chance on Arrows and Psyche here. First start for Paddy Toomey, Shamie Heffernan riding, and I know it's off a 622-day break. This horse had very nice form when we last saw. Just going back to the last time we saw him was actually September 2022 when he was second to Highfield Princess, was obviously a star. And she was, you know, she was the outstanding horse in that race that day, sent off white for favourite. But this horse is definitely interesting coming off that, and just might be able to maintain a little bit more progress for Paddy Toomey.
No wins over 6 furlongs this year, Austin Psyche. So you're really trusting that the horse is fit. I mean, can horses turn up after 2 years and win?
They can. It's going to be very competitive, but he's in the very much in the right hands here. Just a couple of others to note in the race. It's good to see Ken Condon have a horse of the caliber of Moss Tucker. Quite ground versatile. Might just be better with a bit of ease in the ground in a race like this. But very, very good performance of Nace the last day when said to need the run, and he probably carries the main hopes for the hosts.
Okay, so what's your selection in this? I'm going to go for Should Have Been a Ring.
I'm going to go with Errors and Psych, actually, just at the prices.
Okay, so McMahon and Double J, Johnny Ward and Dan Patrick, me in Off the Ball Towers. What are you going to pick, Johnny, for your McMahon and Double J selection this week?
I'm going to be quite unimaginative here, but Rosalian in the Guineas, I think, should win.
Okay, that's Rosalian in the Guineas. Maybe might be odds against by the time we get to post time at 3:40 on Saturday. I'm going to go for Should Have Been a Ring each way in the Greenland Stakes on Saturday in the 2:30. For Richard Hannon coming over to Ireland, I think definitely a good each-way chance, a penalty kick to nothing for Should Have Been a Ring, and Rosalian is Johnny's pick as well for the same stable in the Irish 2000 Guineas at the Curragh on Saturday. This is the Racing Pod and Off the Ball. If you're listening to the free version of the podcast, we're leaving you here. But if you're looking for more, including our analysis of Sunday's action at the Curragh, go to offtheball.com/join to subscribe and get the full podcast every Friday with all of our racing tips, insights and stories from the week's action.
The Racing Pod.
On Off the Ball.
With William Hill. Best odds guaranteed on all Irish and UK racing. 18 plus. See gamblingcare.ie.